Investigations are continuing this morning into a major leak into the Baltic Sea from two Russian energy pipelines, which are crucial to Europe's access to energy. While it officially remains unclear what caused the leaks, sabotage has not been ruled out. Suzanne Lynch is Politico's chief Brussels correspondent. She's with us now. Suzanne, what's known about what's happened?
Yes, these two leaks were reported yesterday in the Baltic Sea area. Sweden and Denmark announced that there were leaks in the pipelines. There's Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines, and they bring gas from Russia into northern Germany, into Europe through the Baltic Sea. So a very worrying escalation in terms of conflict over energy now in Europe. Now, in reality, those pipelines are not carrying much gas at the moment. Nord Stream 1 has been effectively closed for maintenance, and Nord Stream 2 never really got off the ground because of the Russian war. But there is gas in those pipelines that is there, and now we are hearing reports of these leaks underground, under the sea there.
Yeah, I see where seismologists reported underwater blasts before the leaks emerged. What's Russia been saying about what happened?
Well, Russia said that it too was taking account of these leaks and they were very concerning, etc. Now, what we've heard from EU leaders, the Prime Minister of Denmark and Sweden, they have used the sabotage word, but they have refrained from blaming or naming the perpetrators of this. Similarly, we had a comment from the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, criticising what's happened, saying that it's unacceptable and will lead to the strongest possible response, but not citing Russia at all. So we know that von der Leyen was speaking to the Danish Prime Minister. We know the Americans, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has been speaking to his Danish counterpart. They're also very concerned about what's happening in the area.
Will it have any impact on access to gas to the rest of Europe and indeed to the price of gas?
Well, because there's not so much gas affected in the immediate term, no. But I think one of the fears is that it may, maybe Russia, or maybe more problems may emerge in transit of gas through other ways, like through Ukraine, etc. So that's a real worry, that if this is going to now escalate and that gas transit could be targeted, that's a major concern. And also the fact that, you know, this whole underwater cables area, that if that was now fair game, if you like, in this conflict, I think that is a very, very worrying trend. And it comes ahead of a meeting again in Brussels on Friday of energy ministers. Energy is obviously top of the agenda here, and they're trying to, among member states, get ways of putting in perhaps a cap on gas, but also on oil price cap. So it is really adding to the tensions over the supply and now possibly transit of gas into Europe.
Suzanne Lynch, Politico's chief Brussels correspondent, thank you for talking with us again this morning.